Hello and welcome back to the Penthouse Bar for another round of Tipsy Wednesday. I'm your host Thomas, and with me as usual, Björn.
Hello, 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 hello.
Junior.
Hello, hello.
How are we doing this fine evening?
I'm doing quite all right. Can't complain.
Good. You can always complain.
But it doesn't help.
Yes.
It doesn't help.
Well, mostly it doesn't help. So, yeah, we are celebrating the Women's Day, Women's Movement Day, whatever it is.
What?
Isn't it the Women's Day today?
The Women's
Day. We're celebrating.
Ah, I thought you said we're waiting.
No. We're celebrating.
Yes.
Women's Day.
What's it called? Equal Rights Day or Women's Rights Day? Women's
National
Women's Day.
Is it Women's Day in the whole world or only in Norway this day?
Whole world.
Is it an international, the same day?
Yeah, I believe
Women's
so
day.
Because
I think
because
yeah, yeah.
Has Google.
Well, we're recording on Friday, the 8th of March, right? So, at least here in Norway, it's the Women's Day.
Yes, it's called the International Women's Day, so I would believe it's international then.
we're recording the podcast on this, so just a shout out to every woman out there. Do your best, you can do it, make your man happy.
Is that what the Women's Day is all about, making your man happy?
Maybe it's Maybelline.
So. Yeah. Has anything happened since last week, or are we just jumping straight into this week's topics?
I have watched a new show.
Oh,
Shogun. You all seen Shogun. The commercials?
I've heard about this.
I haven't seen the show.
It's a Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney Plus show.
Yeah.
That's the very reason I haven't seen it, because I was fucking afraid it would be woke as shit.
Ah. You see boobs? You see tits?
You see boobs and tits on Disney?
Yeah.
Nice.
And decapitation. You don't actually see decapitation, which is...
Why would you not see decapitation, but you can see boobs?
Yeah. I don't know. It's not woke yet. Mm. I don't think it's woke. It's very, like, feudal Japan.
Just before you move on, speaking of decapitations and tits, have you guys seen the TV show Twisted Metal?
No.
I'm watching that with my son, and one episode was rated 18+, and we were watching it, and there is this killer clown on the loose.
Uh-huh.
And he decapitated and chopped arms of people, and blood was splattered all over the place. And me and my son was like, "Oh!" and then you go back to another scene where two people are in this I want to call it a ball pit, bazinga ball pit thingy,
like a kid's play.
Tiny balls. In there, and they're fucking like crazy with their feet up on his shoulder and tits bouncing, and he's fucking her. And my son is 12, and he's sitting in the couch watching this show with me, and he's sitting there with a pillow in front of his eyes. Are they done now? And I'm like, not yet, just keep the pillow up.
on this one episode, they have an 18+ rating.
Yeah, because the show in general has a 16+ rating, but Prime has their own rating system where they rate the entire show when you just look at the show, but then each episode will have an individual rating. So I think most of them are 16, but this particular episode had 18+.
Okay.
It was a good episode, though. It was a very good episode.
I've heard good things
about...
There
were two sex scenes in that fucking ball pit.
It was a good ball pit.
Yeah. The first sex scene was quite okay because they're mostly covered with the balls and they're sunken down in it. But in the other one, where she's laying back with her feet up on his shoulders and everything, it was very graphic when you're watching, as a dad, watching it with your 12-year-old son. So maybe not a show we should have watched together, but... it's hard to find something good to watch together. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He knows when to cover his eyes. Every time there's anything alluding to sex, he's covering his eyes.
Okay.
What about blood and gore and violence?
That's okay, that's okay. I watched blood and gore and violence in action movies when I was a kid. Terminator yeah, 1 and everything, yeah.
But for some reason, the actual thing you and I and Bjorn does is not okay.
What do we do that's not okay? Well, I don't follow.
Screwing around. Having sex.
Having sex.
Are you saying you never had sex? Are you a virgin, Bjorn?
You know that.
I don't get where it's okay to have sex.
What's not very cool is watching a sex scene on a movie with your kids, or being the kid watching a sex scene with your parents. I remember watching when I was younger a movie with my mother and my stepdad, and there was a sex scene on, and I just took my cap and just slowly dragged it down on my eyes and was like pretending not to watching the movie and just wanted it to end as fast as fucking possible.
I would go like whoop whoop.
I think it's mostly got to do with embarrassment factor. It's too graphic to watch.
It's not too graphic, but it's embarrassing being the child and the sex scene comes on.
When you're a child, you know what it is. God bless America for banning nudity and tits. You said so yourself.
Disney basically banned in this show the decapitations, but they show the tits. So yeah. My going now is my son should cover his eyes when there's action on the screen, and he should watch the hell out of it when they're fucking on screen.
Yeah.
But yesterday my daughter came down to watch a show with me. We were watching Doctor Who. And that's a teen show, basically, or a family show, for the most part. But there was this guy watching Pornhub in the show.
What?
For a quick scene, because he has a job interview on the PC, and he also had Pornhub up on the screen and whatnot. And my daughter noticed. So during some scene there, and she was like, "Did he just watch Pornhub?" And I was like, "What the hell do you know about that?" I don't need to know that you know what this is. I mean, I guess I should have known you know what it is, but I don't need to hear you just say it out so bluntly.
Okay.
And like, doctor in the show was even like, remember to clean your browser history when you're done, when he left.
Just like, it's a dad's favorite website.
Yeah. Maybe not. No,
maybe,
it isn't.
Maybe. It's the hamster site.
No, it's not the hamster either. Anyways, move on. Yeah, the show you were watching, talking about, is it good? Feudal Japan.
Shogun.
To this point, because they release weekly episodes, right? So. It's quite okay at this point.
How
it's
many episodes are out now? Four?
Three.
And this is in Japan, so of course they speak Japanese, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Except the main characters, right?
Because they're not Japanese?
No, there's an Englishman and a Portuguese man, and they are claiming they are speaking Portuguese, but they are actually speaking English, right? So yeah. But yeah,
it's for the viewer.
Yeah, it's for the viewer. So they got English and Japanese, and of course it's feudal Japan, and this man who has arrived via boat. It's a quite heavy plot, right? Because the Portuguese and the English are at war, right? And this Englishman is trying to find out why the Portuguese is getting gains and such. Yeah, freedom, yeah, Yuhura, war.
Yeah, I like the Shogun era, the Edo area and stuff like that.
But it's not historically accurate, right?
No, but animes because aren't as well, but I still love animes that focus on like that era.
Yeah.
And you get the story going from that. So maybe I'll give it a watch. But I was afraid that Disney would do it woke.
No, it's not woke. The women are very feudal Japanese women who are told to shut the fuck up. Let the men speak.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because I was afraid there would be a lot of transsexual samurais and black samurais and...
forced characters that doesn't fit with the plot or the setting.
That's what I was afraid of.
No, well, the setting is very, very... very accurate for its time, and it's like the Christian versus the Buddhist and Christian versus the Protestant, right? So there's a lot of religious themes.
Mm-hmm.
And in the second or the first episode, the main character gets pissed on by the Japanese because he's a really fellow.
He gets pissed on?
Yes.
Like literally, you know, like
people. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he was. And it's not really he got owned or something. I was like,
No.
No, literally got pissed on.
Yeah.
So you would recommend this show then?
I haven't watched.
As far as you.
Yeah, as far as I get. It's intriguing, and it's war, and it's feudal Japan, right? So.
But do you think this is a show that like could be like a transitional show for the could I call it the stereotypical Western viewer who's like, oh, I only watch Hollywood shows on English because I don't watch shows where they speak Japanese or Korean because I'm English, I'm American. Or something. Do you think it's one of these shows that could make people more open to seeing other shows that aren't just English or American spoken? Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I see where you're getting at, because the main problem with people who are like that is like they cannot read while they're watching a movie, right?
Like to watch English or American spoken movies don't use subtitles.
Yeah.
And they don't like using subtitles at all.
Yeah. And for that case, I would say no, because this is a very read heavy political intrigue drama, right?
Mm.
And lots of names is going around, and the Norwegian subtitle is very bad.
Of course, you watch it in English, don't you?
Yeah, but the Japanese, I don't speak fluent Japanese, so...
You don't?
No.
Because I watch a lot of anime, and all the animes are subbed in English, I automatically, when watching Japanese movies... and everything, I put on the English subtitle because I'm used to reading English while listening to Japanese and not Norwegian.
Yes.
And also, I don't know how well Norwegians translate Japanese into
the correct. Yeah, that is very... I would guess it's okay, but they are using some Norwegian words in the subbing, which doesn't make sense, right? But
yeah, because you recognize some of the Japanese words and you normally read them as something else in English.
Because there's some words that doesn't translate well between English and Norwegian. If you say Lord, the Lord, right? If you translate it to Norwegian, it doesn't really bend as well, right?
That might be.
But anyhow, it's a great funny watch. Just watch it.
Hmm. I think we stopped this discussion there because we tend to drag on these nerdy topics.
And we have plenty
boring
of...
for those who don't really are into that stuff. So I think we should keep it not too long. So before we move on to one of Bjorn's nerdy topics, I would like to continue the fun fest we've been on. The last three episodes we've discussed... things from news, fake or not, doesn't matter. We've discussed it. Some years ago on our Norwegian podcast, we discussed with side of the flatbread, I think it's called that in English, where it's supposed to be up and down, or which side of the toilet roll should be like facing you, or the wall or whatever.
Yes.
And Björn, you like dinosaurs, right?
Yes.
So, one or two? What's the correct way to wear a tie when you're a dinosaur?
Okay, so for the listeners, Thomas is showing a picture of a brachiosaur or a long neck giraffe type dinosaur with a long neck.
Yeah, the ones with the long neck that eats.
If that dinosaur, or you could say the giraffe, would put on
a tie,
like a tie, where would the giraffe put on the tie? Would the giraffe put on the tie near the head or near the torso? At the bottom of the neck or at the top of the neck? It's like, this is a serious debate. Where? I think
because when you're a human and put it on, it's like close to both, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it's...
But if you have a really, really long neck.
Yeah, but if a person got a really long neck, it's on the bottom, right?
Yeah, because it hangs down the chest.
Yeah.
The jacket.
Yeah.
I think just for style, it fits more in alternative two, where the tie is located nearest the torso, body. The shoulders, yeah. The body. It's like... Because the tie, like... It like goes down your chest, so it's part of your.
It
hangs in your neck and it covers your shirt and torso, so it's part of your torso style, I guess. Torso fashion, torso garment.
Because I'm a torso tie guy.
A torso tie guy, and I'm who's not. people with absurdly long necks, they just wear their tie next near their chin, like.
I'm also a torso guy.
Torso tie guy.
Tie as in a necktie, and not tie as in someone from Thailand. Junior, you've been oddly quiet.
Yeah. What is this to say?
I should have figured it wouldn't bring on a long discussion where one just wanted to be the number one guy here and have the tie around the head, basically.
Yeah, no,
I think picture two is normal, the normal tie wearing fashion, and number one, it's when you're too drunk.
Yes.
You have also a drunk guy with a tie around his head. That's more what picture one is.
Yes.
Drunk dinosaur, go home.
You're drunk, go home.
Dinosaur, you're drunk.
So yeah, for those just listening to this, I will post this picture on our Facebook page. Yes, Facebook page. So there's a link in the episode. Just click on that and go on our Facebook page if you want to watch it.
Just imagine a giraffe. And where would the giraffe put the tie?
Yep. Now I'm struggling a bit.
Technical difficulties?
No. There it is. I was just going to remove the picture, but I couldn't see it on my list, so I was about to remove one of us instead.
Oh, fuck.
Or the background. So I just needed to find a picture beforehand. I have another picture I want to share, but just to not get all the geeky stuff like one after another, I will put it between these two topics.
Okay.
So Björn, you want to discuss Dune Part 2, I presume?
Yes, because it has premiered for some time now in cinemas worldwide. Dune Part 2.
And you guys watched it last week.
Junior and I, we went to the cinemas. Not on premiere day, but during the weekend here in Norway. We watched it. I just, like, long story short, I think it was a fucking blast to watch that fucking movie. it feels, and I don't know how, I haven't read the books or haven't heard the audiobooks.
So I'm just a movie, because they're older than Star Wars, because Star Wars uses a lot of this source material to make Star Wars.
Yeah, okay, it's so 65.
Yeah, so I don't know how much of the book. So I'm just from a movie only watching standpoint. I can say I think it's a fucking blast. It has been from part one. It feels like, and I could dare to compare it to the Lord of the Rings movies thus far, at least.
So I should watch part one then.
Yes, because
I never did. I wanted to watch it in the cinemas. Me and my daughter, we were both like, we're watching it, and then we didn't watch it. So.
Because at least here in Norway, Dune Part 1, the first movie, is available on HBO Max at this moment. Yes.
When you say HBO Max, over in the States, it's only called Max now.
Oh, Max. Not even HBO?
Because they have merged with Discovery Plus, which is another app we use here in Norway. And then those two have merged. So it's only called Max now.
Okay. Yeah, but anyhow.
The changes are coming to Norway as well. But yeah, move on.
Okay. Junior, want to have a say in this?
I know from the books. I haven't read it, but I know there's a time skip, which they skipped.
They skipped the time skip?
Yeah, there's a time skip of 2 years when he's in the desert fighting the Hawkins, right?
Let's keep this spoiler-free.
Try to keep it spoiler-free. Try not to drag the discussion of this.
But basically, where I want to go with this, comparing it to The Lord of the Rings, because I'll assume just everyone has watched The Lord of the Rings trilogy at least. So if you were to watch movie 1 and 2 at least, compare those two. The first movie is a lot of like, there's actually not very much action in the first movie compared to the second and third
movie. Have you rewatched the first movie before saying that statement? Because I actually rewatched it. Yeah, and there's a lot of action in the first movie.
Do I remember this completely wrong then? Because I just compared the Dune series, the Dune movies, part 1 and 2, to Lord of the Rings.
Part 1 and 2?
Yeah. I feel like they both are similar in the ways, like in the first movie, we're just setting up a grand story, a grand adventure that's about to begin. There's a lot of foundation work in the first movie. At least
less walking.
Totally. Yeah, less walking. There's not much walking. There's some walking. There's some fucking walking.
That's Lord of the Rings Part 1. It's a fucking walking simulator.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Dune is a walking simulator, but it's a lot of foundation building and story building, which in the second part, it's just ties together so fucking well. And everything is just the story, the screen. It's. I just think everything is brilliant, from the scenes, the acting, and the story. The. It just seems so grand. Everything, it just scales. It escalates into this massive scale.
Is Luke Skywalker with in part 2? Mark Hamill?
No, not
that I've noticed. Maybe he plays a cameo in the background. There's scenes with lots of soldiers, lots of armies fighting.
I just thought I saw him in post together with the other guys, but I might be very wrong.
I don't know. Maybe there's a cameo, but maybe not.
I will agree on you. It's a good movie and such, but there's some stupid things.
Okay, what do you have to complain about?
I will complain to the day I die of the shields in that movie.
The shields, the slow blade kills.
Yeah.
Or something. Okay. Just for... do you think that's only a plot...
convenience, yeah.
Plot convenience to make swords like a future viable weapon, even in the future.
Yeah, because you got scenes in the movie where they are using sniper rifles and killing people and, right...
They're using these laser... rifles, yes. Laser beam rifles.
from I gather from the books, right? The laser beam rifle, if you laser beam someone with a shield, they will detonate a nuclear reaction, which will blow the whole planet up, right?
Oh, I didn't pay attention to that.
No, they never mention it in the movie, but in the books it's mentioned. But
Now that you mention... I think it would be very convenient where you have this, like, very civil war style where one side versus the other and this huge battlefield and just two armies just clashing in basically a big sword fight in the middle of a grand battlefield. It would be very convenient if one soldier just took one of those laser beam rifles and just... swooped it horizontally across the enemy's battlefield and just decapitated the whole army. That would be very convenient.
Yeah, but now when I have said this, why won't you just use two guys, one with a shield and one with a laser, and then just nuke the whole fucking planet? Why is you waste hundreds of thousands of people's lives?
Don't overthink the movie.
Don't
too much.
Overthink the plot.
I want to correct my mistake with Mark Hamill, as I said. It was actually Josh Brolin. And just the one picture of him reminded me, because I saw it in passing, reminded me of Luke Skywalker from part 7 of Star Wars.
He doesn't play a cameo, he plays
I haven't seen the movie. I just saw this picture on the poster, like in passing, and I was like, Mark Hamill is in this movie because the beard and the hair reminded me of him in passing from how he looks in part 7 of Star Wars. So that was just why I thought he was in it.
But don't think about it. But that's a very bad argument for a movie that's really like trying to make you think, right? Because they got this whole universe and whole plots and because it is really well thought out, except the combat. Because the combat scenes are very lackluster, right? They're very...
It doesn't seem... Yeah, the combat itself, the fighting is like... Yeah, the Dunes people, the... What was their name again?
Fremen.
Which I like to call, it's just a bad translation of free men. But no, they say Fremen. The Fremen, the natives of this sand planet, they dig holes in the ground and they pop out to and ambush people. So that's one of their fighting techniques. And it's like, I think that's a pretty cool concept, but... the fighting itself is sword fighting on with lots of actors on screen. That's basically a lot of the fights is going down in that fashion, where you follow one of the main protagonists.
People should go watch this before it's done in the cinemas.
Yeah.
It's like summarizing and looking past the, which I call juniors. Squabbles, the juniors' plot holes. Looking past those, just the overall experience, I get a grand story feeling of this. It's something grand. It's a grand adventure. It's
because there is one more part coming. Then is it a trilogy?
Oh yes, yeah. At least one more. I hope.
It
feels like it will be one of the. One of the legendary movie series that will go down as the grand movie series, along with Lord of the Rings, for example.
Not Lord of the Rings.
I would say,
Go and rewatch Lord of the Rings.
Really? Really?
Yeah, because the Lord of the Rings were like made in 2000, right? And watch that cinematography, right?
Yeah, and then the special effects for the time is really, really good in Lord of the Rings as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Everything in Lord of the Rings was like handmade.
I should watch the movies again myself because I haven't seen them since they came out.
Well,
I'm not saying Dune is a bad movie, right? I liked it, I enjoyed it, I watched it, and but there are some aspects of it I didn't really enjoy. But overall, it's a good movie. What do you want me to say?
You're hard to please.
Let's move on. This is dragging out, guys.
Yeah, and
Junior,
one more.
Shut up. No, Junior, shut up. Shut the fuck up, Junior. Shut up. Björn, are you done with this topic now?
Yes, I'm done with the topic.
Good. Today is Women's Day.
As of recording.
And in America, they are doing commercials for stuff, and I just assume this is from America. Oh, shit, that picture
What's
is small.
What's this picture?
It's a commercial for underwear. For every woman, we mean every.
Oh,
it's a man in sexy lingerie and stockings and everything. It's a man, right?
Yeah, it's so there's a billboard. Is that what it's called?
It is a billboard.
And the logo says, "For every woman, we mean every." And there's just a picture of this man in a chair. And he's wearing like stockings,
underwear, and, a bra, and
sexy
and
underwear.
Yeah, and a purple silky nightgown. No, not nightgown, but what's it called? A robe. In Norway, we are banning commercials like energy drinks because they're not healthy.
Why the fuck can
people go around doing this? How healthy is that for young children to watch?
In Norway,
look at the man in the sexy underwear. Woo!
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No. But imagine the profit. Why commercialize to one gender when you can get both? This is a plot. This is a koi. Victoria's Secret is after 50% of the population. She's after the men.
The thing is, with the underwear like that, men are supposed to enjoy it in the sense that they will enjoy their wife wearing it, not themselves. And if you are comparing underwear and stuff, wouldn't it be easier to just sell boxers to girls than to sell stockings and bras to men?
It's more expensive.
How big man cans do you need to wear a bra as a man?
Yeah, but it's more expensive.
Profit.
They have already made it, right? Just refitting it.
Perhaps. I don't like it.
Yeah, me neither.
It's not bad for you.
Isn't it? It's not a man in women's underwear. I think it's aiming for us and everyone else.
Would a gay guy enjoy this?
I think this is just a PR move to symbolize. What company is this anyways? I can't see on the... Is it a clothes brand?
Or is it a
fashion brand?
I don't know.
Regardless of what this is, let's say this is a clothes brand that is advertising like women's lingerie just for men to use. Let's say it is a clothes manufacturer, a clothing brand. They are making this PR move to symbolize to the woke world that, hey, look at us, look how
woke
including we
are.
Look how woke we are. Look how inclusive we are. Buy our products. Give us more profits because we are so good. We're good people. We are inclusive. Give us more profits.
It's
a PR move. It's, I guess all commercials advertising and is PR, I guess. So
I have mentioned this a couple of times elsewhere. Maybe I've said this as well on this podcast. I can't remember because I've talked about it with other people as well. You know, the LGBTQA.
The A.
What does the A stand for?
Asexual.
Yeah. Why the fuck are they included in
I don't know. It just
thing for asexual. You have a lack of sexual lust. Like you don't feel like having sex. When the fuck has that ever been a problem? What kind of dad was shit? My daughter doesn't want to be fucked. We need to do something about this. Not one dad said those words.
Is this the?
Why is asexual included in that?
Because the LGBTQ plus AI
no all IA, the let
IA it's trying to be just inclusive, and in being inclusive, you just throw everyone in the mix. So
except in
10 years time, it'll just be humans.
Where's the age? Where's the age?
Age for what?
Not age. H.
Age. Like the letter.
Age.
H. For hydrogen.
For heterosexual.
Heterosexual, yes.
Why aren't we? We are not included in that.
Why aren't heterosexuals included in the LGBTQ community?
But they include asexuals. Which might just as well be a heterosexual guy or girl that just doesn't want to have sex.
What about all the necrophilia? All the pedos? Where's the N?
And the P?
and the... No, and the we B. discussed this, I think. They call... It's... What did they call it? It called it a...
Minor attracted person. Yes, we did discuss this. But yeah, did I send you the clip of the guy who is talking with a trans girl about the LGBT everything? Or trans woman, and the trans woman says the words wrong. So she's like LGBTQ AI, like you said. And the dude is like, AIs are included in this shit?
it's a comedy bit, isn't
No, it? It's not. No, it's just interviewing a trans woman about these things.
Ah,
but
okay.
Since she said LGBTQ AI instead of IA, which it is, he was like, "What the fuck? What does AIs have with this? have to do with this?" Like,
the AIs—they're going too far. They're getting involved.
The AI is involved with the LGBTQ community.
In 2035, the AIs, the robots, will take over. Skynet.
The AIs are sexually depraved. They are fucking our mankind. There's only one. There's only one asshole left. That's me. My anus is not touched by the AIs yet.
The asexual asshole.
You know, I'm gonna have to make a preview clip out of this at some point for social medias.
Yeah,
and I don't
know
what part to use. I know I can't use the geeky movie stuff because they're dragging out, so it's hard to pick out a short bit to use. This might be it.
Maybe.
Or the ball pit fucking. That might also be it.
You do your movie magic stuffs.
The Terminator intro.
Ba-bam, bam, bam, bam.
Speaking of AI, getting our ass.
I have to use licensed music. And in the edit program I use, there are a handful of songs or music included. So that's why when you watch my preview clips, or my hour preview clips, which I edit, there are a few select musics that like circles around.
Yeah.
Like I have this this handful of music to choose from, and I have to choose the music that fits the best with what we're talking about.
Music licenses are way out of our budget.
there are a lot of music actually, but I have to buy the music pack with the editing program to get more music.
Mm.
I can listen to them in the program, but I can't use them unless I pay, right?
Yeah, we're not at that level.
So. No, I figured I could buy one pack because they are like in parts you have like a movie music and gaming music and within each category there are music that you could imagine you would find in RPG games or in sci-fi movies and where music might fit better, but I was like trying to find some more normal music like light rock and different kinds of music, but I didn't find any pack that included like a variety of stuff. That's the only reason why I haven't, because I can easily use $2 or $3 to get 10 to 20 new music tracks to use.
Okay, I thought it was way more expensive.
Yeah, it might be. It depends. I can buy all the packs in one, or I can buy a single pack with a few soundtracks in them. It all depends. So if I find a pack with good music or like fitting music for our topics, I might invest. But anyways,
that's not a priority. Anyways,
no, it's not. I can easily use the ones we have. Björn, Prime Video has released a trailer.
They have released a trailer for a beloved game series, which is now becoming a movie series, TV series.
Borderlands!
No.
Yay!
The Borderlands movie trailer is also out, but that's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about Bethesda's Fallout. It's not Bethesda, it's on Prime Video. It'll be a TV show, just basically the Fallout games movified. As far as the trailer is showing, the trailer is
the female protagonist.
Yay. Yes, there's a female protagonist, but I don't think that's lore relevant because in the games you can play whatever.
You can play either or, so yeah.
So I guess that's, yeah. I have no qualms about that. Regardless,
Happy Women's Day.
The trailer says all episodes will be available on April the 11th. The 11th of April.
All episodes?
All episodes available.
Ah, shit. I like it when they drop 3 episodes and go weekly from there.
Ah, okay.
Like they do with The Boys, and they did this with Reacher.
You're afraid you'll binge it all?
If it's good, yeah, that's a possibility. I'll watch it all in the weekend. And then I'll have to go a fucking year to wait for the next one.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine it being any good.
Oh, really?
No.
Because that's where I was going to ask. Do you think this will be good only for the people who just love the Fallout series because of the games? Or do you think it will be a good show from people who...
apocalyptic, whatever.
Yeah, from people who has no knowledge of the Fallout games. Just people like, oh, there's a new show, Fallout. I have no idea what this is. Let's play it.
Yeah, because the good thing about Fallout is the setting, right? And the stories around it. And being a main character. And being the biggest asshole in the fucking universe, right?
And in the games where you can just... It's basically a sandbox game with a main quest, main mission, and several side missions, which are optional, and choose your own adventure, your own interest
game. I cannot imagine they using a female lead and she's being a asshole.
Do you think it's important for the Fallout series to have an asshole as the main protagonist?
No, because you can choose to play the games as a good guy or a bad guy. Like, you choices.
Well,
you can
obviously not for Junior. He would just wants the asshole, so...
Yeah, but that's not fun.
Junior and I are playing Baldur's Gate, and we are playing good guys.
Yeah, we are good guys, shoving every bad guy... We are killing everyone, so... Yeah,
really the good guys, though?
Yeah, are we really the good guys?
Yeah!
We are pretending to be the good guys.
Anyways, you have doubts, because...
Yeah, I can see Junior points easily. I can just imagine D&D, for instance. Like, Baldur's Gate is a great game based on D&D. D&D movies thus far, not that great. The latest one was okay, but it's too massive of a universe to squeeze into a movie or two. TV show might be better, but HBO has... No, not HBO, Prime, with the track record of making games into shows and such, isn't all that great, I think.
No, I believe the only one who has done it well is HBO, and I haven't seen it. And what's the fucking point, I guess? Because everyone liked The Last of Us, right? The movie. The show,
it's a
right?
TV show,
so
on HBO.
I've heard, but I have not watched it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it either, but I've heard it's great.
Yeah, I heard it's great, but the game were better.
Of course, because you can immerse more into the games than you can
in
the show.
Yeah, and holy shit, I'm imagining all the people who have not played the second Last of Us and are waiting for the next season of The Last of Us, and they will be furious. Like, all the gamers were right when that game released. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
There's that about Prime making this series, and they gave it a shot with Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power.
Yeah.
That wasn't too great. They tried Wheel of Time Junior. Was that a good show?
No,
you didn't even watch it, did you? No.
No, I heard it was woke as fuck.
Yeah.
I totally skipped out on that one.
They are making Twisted Metal, which I'm watching with my son, as mentioned earlier. That's okay. It's a decent show. It's also a post-apocalyptic show. I don't know if it's original or not.
Amazon Prime, is that very much a hit or miss? Because I fucking love The Boys.
The Boys is a super hit.
Which will have a fourth season on...
This summer, in June sometime.
13th of June.
Because Invincible is picking... picking it up again next weekend, I think, as well. For those who are watching that. Or this upcoming weekend.
So yeah, some hits, some misses, I guess. So Junior's prediction is that Fallout will be one of the misses.
Yeah, because...
Misses. Yeah.
Fuck.
Fallout. And Björn, what about your predictions?
I didn't think of it. I was just curious how they would, movify a Fallout or a RPG game, basically, where they're forced in a movie or a series to walk down one story path, where in the games you're free to go where your story goes.
No, because I hope they would. No, all characters in movies and shows also have a choice to go different directions. But mostly when you follow a guy, you also always follow the good guy. So you always take the good path, right? So that might be the thing here as well. But just a quick note before we end this. Are you going to watch the Borderlands movie?
No, I wasn't particularly into the Borderlands games. I used some of my
birthday money to buy the first game. Game of the Year Edition Enhanced. I've started it. It's okay. The art style is a bit weird. I'm not used to it yet. But I did see the guys who are cast for the show or the movie. They're old as fuck.
No.
The women in the movie. It's the one is played by Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh fuck!
She did Halloween in 1970.
Nice.
The redhead girl in the Borderlands, one of the main characters, Lilith, whatever her name is, the games. Yeah, she's also played by an older actress, like someone in the late 40s or something.
Are you bothered by the fact that
the age of the characters
doesn't match the age of the characters in game?
Not necessarily, because I haven't played the games that much. I've started the first one. 10 levels or so. But the character seems young and somewhat attractive in the game, and then you get this old lady doing the character in the movie.
Yeah, I don't know what time period it's set in, but it's really like missed opportunity, I guess.
I think there are characters from around the different games, yeah. So
yeah, but
I don't think it's set in a specific, like, I don't know what timeline.
Yeah, but if the main characters are like older, right, then
the other characters might fit.
And that's a missed opportunity, I guess, because there's a lot of characters who die in that series, which will I don't know.
There are a lot of characters in the movie, and it might be just a standalone story with the characters from the game set in the same universe called Borderlands. I don't know. The trailer seemed funny enough. Not a cinema worth movie, I think, on my part, but I might watch it when it's available on stream somewhere.
Yeah, because this is only a movie.
It's only a movie, yes, not a show.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas the recent D&D movie, Dungeons & Dragons movie that came out, should have been a show instead of a movie, I think. Because it's too massive to be a movie, I think.
Hmm.
And on that note,
I want yes. to
thank everyone for sticking with us with this episode. I tried to space out the nerdy stuff with other stuff, so it wouldn't drag on too much with a lot of nerdy stuff. So I hope the pacing was okay for a more geeky episode. And please do follow us on our social medias in the master link below, where I'll post some of the pictures that I've shown on the YouTube edition on this. And there's a link where you can support us if you want to give us your money. So please follow that link and send us some money.
Money.
Yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adios.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.